Some of you would like to know about getting reimbursed for professional services by the insurance company. One of the most common questions I get asked, probably 40 times a week, is, do I take insurance? Now, in a sense, that's a silly question. What they really want to know, or what you might want to know, is do I take your insurance, and what would be the cost for myself? I mean, you would be asking me this question. And that's very hard to answer because insurance companies actually can say that they will cover something, like a neuropsychological evaluation, which is what I do, and treating people with funny brains of different kinds, like attention deficit disorder, learning disabilities, traumatic brain injury, and so on. It's very difficult to know what exactly insurance will pay for. They can actually say they will cover it and then not pay the bill. So professionals like myself, who've been in business for almost 30 years, it doesn't take too many clients when you submit a bill and you get zero for a $3,000 bill to stop doing that kind of process. So how can you have a good chance of being reimbursed by the insurance company? One thing is the concept of medical necessity. If you have had a fall or a head injury, a neurological disease, birth trauma, something that would suggest that there's a medical problem, and if you can get a medical doctor to sign an order or a script, you know, the little prescription pads that they have, asking for a neuropsychological evaluation and the CPT code, or Common Procedural Terminology code, is 96118. Now, if a doctor, preferably your general doctor or a neurologist, can write such a script for medical necessity, noting cognitive problems, problems in thinking, then it's likely that you can get some support from your insurance company. Then what we would do is, if we were to try to take insurance in this office, which we usually don't like to do, we would try to get a pre-certification. And that would be calling up the insurance company and getting a letter from them saying that they would cover the neuropsychological evaluation, for example, or they would authorize treatment. Now, I'm speaking of neuropsychology, but there's also some other things we do which also would need some pre-certification. If I were doing biofeedback or neurofeedback, which is biofeedback of the brainwaves, getting pre-certification can be done in some cases where there are disorders that have to do with the brain. And they even include sometimes things like panic attack. They certainly would include stress reactions for in using biofeedback for stress and so on. So the overall concept of medical necessity, which is on my website, thebrainclinic.com, is explained a little bit there. And you can investigate that. And you can call me if you're in the New York City area to see if you want treatment. And I can give you the username and password to get the forms to fill out to send to me. Okay, so good luck in getting reimbursed with the insurance company.